Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, and welcome back to Smell You Later. I am Tynan.
And I am Sable.
And this is a podcast about scents and our connection to them. We keep talking about getting a tagline, but I don't know that we need one. That seems so serious.
One day.
You know why you're here.
You know. And if you don't know, you'll just have to wait until we come up with a tagline.
Exactly. We'll all learn together. It's
don't
okay.
Hold your breath.
This is a work in progress.
You know what? If you have any, you can pitch us some taglines.
Exactly. Slide into our DMs.
Yep.
I mean, this isn't a podcast about taglines. It's a podcast about fragrance, so... That's why we're here. Episode two. Look at us.
What are you smelling today, Tynan?
Well, Sable, I'm so glad you asked. I smell like Armani Sandiggioa. I talk about this one quite a lot, so forgive me for repeating myself. But this is an Armani scent. Obviously, it came out in 2010, which is earlier than I thought.
Oh, my God.
But they sort of like revamped everything in 2016 because they made two other versions of the DGOA line. But Sun is, to me, the best. And they just discontinued it, allegedly. But it will live on forever with me. It's beautiful. It's like just summer, period. Mm.
It's called Sun.
It's called Sun. It's in an orange bottle. It's beautiful. The bottle looks like art. It's like a soft but really consistent scent. The main player is Frangipani. I think that's how you say it.
Frangipani.
Yeah, there you go. Like around that is vanilla and amber and bergamot and iris. Again, that note that is
fave.
In everything I love. I don't know. It's it just smells to me. It's not sunscreeny. It's not coconut nutty, but it does smell like summer. It's a really, really creamy white floral. It just like smells like the sun and salty skin and like sex and just like sort of being out in the sun all day with a bunch of, I said it wasn't sunscreen. It's like the remnants of sunscreen and stale salty beer and, you know, just
the
like
vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And like lip balm and maybe someone else's scent on you. It's really, really beautiful. I can't say enough about it. So, I mean, it never worries me when scents get discontinued because they live on e-retail forever and usually the price point drops. So it's like, maybe it's a good thing. It's lovely.
Wow.
What are you wearing?
I love the scent of sunscreen.
Same.
TV.
Let's talk about that. I actually added that to our list of topics to cover. So soon to come.
Oh, yeah.
I'll smell you later.
I smell like Robert Piguet. I looked up how to pronounce this name before. Robert Piguet, Oud Delice. I probably like mispronounced the name of the fragrance, but Oud Delice. It's an oud fragrance.
And what is oud?
Oud comes from the heartwood of agarwood trees in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. When the tree bark is injured, the resin it develops to protect itself in reaction to environmental microorganisms is what's harvested for the aromatic oil that's used to make the fragrance. This natural process can take decades, making oud one of the most expensive natural oils in the world and threatening its tree species. Because of these factors, lots of oud fragrances in the Western market today use synthetic ingredients that mimic its scent instead.
To me, I mean, they're really woody, right? They're more of a wood scent than a sap scent, to me, personally.
I think it's both.
Okay. It's like an incense-y wood.
Yeah. It's definitely woody, but because it's a sap, to me, there's like a syrupy quality about it. Mm-hmm. It smells very like animalistic for something that came from a tree.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, probably part of what makes it attractive.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those scents that like brings out your own animal scent, as it were.
It does. It's played really well with everything I love. Anything warm and spicy and like sticky. Ugh.
Yes,
so
it's
good.
Sticky. You it's know? A sticky scent for sure. Sure. Oud Delice is not that, it's not that heady. It's not that up your nose, you know? Mm-hmm. I like that it's definitely warm and spicy, but it has a sweet, like almost an airiness to it. Mm. And it smells even better when it dries down. Or when it's like had a moment to cook on your skin, then it literally smells like you made it yourself in a very subtle way, which is what I love about it. I think it's quite old.
Where'd you get it?
The brand sent it to me.
Yes. Same.
Yes, the brand did send it to me. I had at the time not, I was not familiar with any of the PGA scents, like Fracas. That's mm-hmm. like the most famous one.
Yeah.
I think Bandit is also like a pretty famous one. So I guess one of their reps reached out to me and was like, yeah, if you're curious, like we'd love to send you like anything that kind of speaks to you. So I was like,
I love that. And I'm like, I'm always curious. Send it all.
Seriously. And then it gets really overwhelming because I'm like, so many smells. Ugh.
Oh my God, I love it.
But like, I love anything Oud. So I was like, yes, send that one.
You know who loves Oud? Or like anything woods? Men. Men go nuts men for anything woody.
Wood.
And like, you know, we don't care what men think about us. So like, that's great. men and their opinions are canceled. But men go like apeshit for anything woody. It's crazy.
I think, yeah, they really market like those. It's like masculine marketing. They're like, it's like a freaking sequoia tree.
Right.
It's what you're going to smell like a redwood.
That replica by the fireplace. I think we just talked about this. Dudes go nuts for that.
I'm really?
Like, yes. Well, I mean, low-key, like, everyone goes nuts for it, but it's like, especially dudes. I'm like, get away from
That's
me.
That's funny because to me, it reads very powdery. And
do
like,
you think?
I love that scent because to me, it smells, I mean, it smells like the fireplace, yes, but also it has like such a strong irisy factor to it that like it also smells like lipstick to me.
Iris again. Really?
Yeah.
So to me, like it's super woody. It's almost.
It is very smoky.
I love like too much of anything. You know what I mean? I'm a maximalist since birth, but it's so much. And I don't mean heavy. It's just a lot of a lot. It's all this wood. It's all this smoke, but there's this hazelnut note that makes it really sweet. And people just like lose their minds.
That one always reminds me of being in like a log cabin in the winter under lots and lots of blankets.
Yeah.
But all the blankets have different densities. Like they're all different blankets. There's like a fleece one, there's a down comforter one, there's a quilt.
Yeah. It has a lot of throw too.
Yeah.
It has the most throw of that whole collection. I remember I was bartending a couple years ago, and this woman, it was like 8 p.m. and she was like, oh my God, you smell so good. I just want to take my clothes off and fuck you right here in this bar. And I was like,
ma'am, please leave the bar.
Yeah, I was like, you're scary. Funny you should say that.
Oh my God.
Turns out, yeah, but people go nuts for that specifically, and just like anything that's a pretty literal wood or Oud.
Do you wonder if like that scent, because it's called By the Fireplace, and the name itself kind of evokes that romantic bare skin rug kind of situation? Like, do you think it's already like a little nugget that like plants in people's brains?
I don't know, because a lot of people smell it without knowing the concept and the name. You know what I mean?
True.
But I mean, to your point, yes.
Yeah.
But like when you sort of whatever smell it, for lack of a better term, sight unsmelled, people just respond to it.
Yeah.
And woods in general, in a way that I find that they don't for other things as instantaneously. I don't know.
I think you're right. I also think that like it's like the Santal 33 train.
Oh God.
Like, as soon as that popped off, everyone's like, wait, wood smells good? Let's go crazy with this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to smell like a damp basement. Sorry.
Whoa. That's fired.
I mean, Santal 33 is lovely.
It's a great scent. You're right. It's ubiquitous. And I think its ubiquity makes it now unspecial.
Yeah, I don't want to hate on a scent.
But as a scent in and of itself, like, it didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And it didn't throw itself on Justin Bieber.
Exactly. And, like, you can't hate on something for getting big because it's good. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's fragrance is hard to know what you're doing with. Like, you know, when you're shopping for scents, you don't want to smell 30 things in one day. And if it's like, oh, a lot of people wear that. I like it. I'm going to wear that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's such an inoffensive scent.
Yeah.
But not in a way that evokes necessarily anything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like those skin scents.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it smells like you.
Exactly. I just, every time I smell it, I'm like, you know, you can like also smell good, right? I don't know.
But yeah, it does have this like kind of like inoffensive, but expensive kind of scent.
It's definitely inoffensive. It is quite lovely.
And
so is, you know, the rest of the Le Labo.
Oh yeah. Collection. I love Le Labo. I'm not like an expert in their sense, but when I got my apartment, my broker gave me the Santal fragrance candle.
That's lit.
I was like, oh, I didn't know you like get people's stuff for getting them apartments, but thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, maybe he's like, thank you for doing business with me. I was like, cool.
Word.
Thank you for the Santal candle.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I love that.
So yeah, that was good. Oh, hotels started like getting Santal.
Yes, 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 yes.
spritzing it throughout their lobbies. And that's when I was like, okay, this is enough. This is the limit. You got to stop. Oh, they Abercrombie themselves out.
Oh my God, not that. I think you and I just talked about this. But are you familiar with the Roby Hotel? The one I'm talking about is in Chicago. I don't know if there's any more.
I don't think I am familiar with
that. I should know this. Okay, so it's like a pretty newer boutique hotel on the north side, and they have a Le Labo. No one knows there's a Le Labo in Chicago. It's like Chicago's
secret Le Labo.
Yeah, and so like they have a Le Labo on the side of the hotel, and they have a custom Le Labo scent that they just like pump. Like you said, they Abercrombie and Fitch it out through their lobby, but it's really beautiful. And I actually emailed them to find out what Le Labo scent it was, but it turns out it's just it was blended for them.
Oh.
And all that they knew about it is that the strongest scent is amber. But in their hotel rooms, they outfit them with Centel 33 products. So we love to see it. But it's great. And I don't know. Le Labo's cool. They're fun. A lot of people like widely known as 33 is, like, there are so many people who don't know that they blend them right in front of you in the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It says on the bottle, like, made for so-and-so.
Right. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, did you get that, you know, made, whatever? And they're like, what? Like, okay, never mind.
I'm just like, wait, if there's Centel 33, where are all the other 32? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are the numbers the numbers with the Labo? That's the mysterious thing. And I'm like, is there a reason or is this pretentious? What is it?
They're also very mysterious as
a bit, yes.
Yeah,
they're
never mind.
Mysterious.
I'm gonna shoot my mouth off. It's only episode two. Where's your favorite place to shop for a perfume?
Ooh.
In IRL, as the kids say.
IRL.
In real life.
Oh, man. Yeah. There used to be this really beautiful perfume shop in Greenwich Village called 80s.
Huh.
80s spelled AEDES.
Okay.
It looked like something out of Harry Potter. It was like truly an apothecary. It was on the corner. It was like on 6th Ave. I think like West 9th, I think. It's like independently run, but they had the most, to me, like unknown brands. They did have Frederick Malle, and they had Barreto, and I believe all of the Ex Nihilo scents, and then like a bunch of all these other indie things I've never heard of.
I love nothing more than a perfume brand I've never heard of. I feel so outmatched.
And all of the bottles just looked like little chemistry sets. Like it was like a potion store, literally.
I will never ever forget. And the Barney's RIP in Chicago, there was this guy. So the fragrance department was in the basement, and there was this dude, and the Barney's perfume department is just like as luxe as you can possibly get. There was this guy, he was so nice, and I've never seen someone with a more encyclopedic knowledge of everything they had. I said something about like a gunpowder note, and he just snapped, and immediately both arms went two different directions, and he grabbed like these two different bottles. I don't remember what they were, but like talking to him was just so fascinating. Do you know what I mean? Because he knew everything inside and out, and he was super passionate and like not even trying to sell me anything, just like talking to me about fragrance. And that, like, especially in a Barney's, which is like so stuffy, and I don't know.
I also bet he probably appreciates that you can like talk fragrance with him.
Yeah, it was like definitely an experience I will never forget. And I went back a couple times, and he was always there. Yeah, it was great. I
do think that as far as beauty shopping goes, or product shopping, fragrance shopping is the one where like I can really shoot the shit with the people.
Yeah.
And like not even if it's about fragrance, but like, I don't know, it just gets into like all different sorts of topics.
I wonder, because I feel like when you're selling, not that I would know, but if you're the person selling a fragrance, I bet there like a lot less of the interactions actually lead to a transaction. You know, you're not buying a $40 foundation. You're spending, what, $140, $270 on a scent. So it's, you have to be able to like talk to these people, whether or not it's going somewhere. I don't know.
But I think that they'll think about it and they'll probably come back.
Yeah.
I feel like that probably happens a lot.
Definitely.
Where people are like, oh, this is great. I was just strolling and I wasn't expecting to smell this perfume. But then they'll think about it and be like, you know what? I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also something just about being able to, you know, smell something, have any sort of an in-store experience, and knowing you can go back, just because like so much of our lives are like e-retail now, especially in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's like so many fragrances, which is fascinating to me, are pivoting to just direct to consumer online selling without smelling. Ooh. And it's nice to be able to know what you're buying before you buy it, instead of reading a product page and seeing visuals and just be like, well, this sounds like me.
Yeah.
I guess that's a whole another topic.
So this episode, we are talking about nostalgic scents. Speaking of shooting the shit about fragrance, and you and I kind of grew up, what, like late 90s, mid to late 90s, early aughts.
Yes.
Yes. And I feel like people really have an idea of what the fragrances were then. Because there weren't as many as there were now. Like then I feel like it was all designer fragrances that dominated.
Yes, exactly. But we were also experiencing fragrances differently in that way, in that age. Because like what I mean by that is, you know, we were in our teens, early teens. So it was maybe not even so much designer fragrances early on, but like body sprays and lotions.
Body
and
sprays.
Body washes and things like that. Like those things that maybe didn't come from a fragrance counter, but like that really had a lasting effect on us. And like, can I just say, I am not about nostalgia. I'm sorry. Like, please don't talk to me about the 90s or Saved by the Bell or NSYNC. Like, I don't care. But I do... like many of us experience fragrance through nostalgia, and that I'll go hard for, but like I don't need to talk about family matters, you know what I mean? Like I'm good. But I know that like everyone loves to talk about their favorite nostalgic fragrances, and that's why we're here. And I'm sure this is something that we're going to go back to time and time again over the...
But I mean, scent makes sense for nostalgia because scent is the most closely tied to memory.
Exactly.
I think I read this somewhere in passing about how like the gland... Basically, like, the thing in your brain that detects scent is the closest to the memory part in, like, the front of your brain. And that's why, because they're so close together, they don't have to travel far in your brain.
Ah, that's wild.
There's like, knock, knock, hey, remember me? Yeah.
The first time, the only reason I was put onto this connection between fragrance and memory is because it was on, it was a, like, spoken word part of a, like, song called Perfume by... Goldfrapp, I want to say. I don't know. The song was about cocaine, but like I was 16. It was in my first car. And it was a really good song. And it just remembered like that's how I know it anyway. So then that like sparked something in me. And so I went and started researching all that. And here we are. 15 years later.
Like I remember kind of knowing it, but not really thinking about it until someone had to explain it to me.
Yeah. For me, if it wasn't served to me in a pop song, I don't know it. So.
I remember body splashes like ruled also because they were like financially accessible when you're a teenager and like going to the mall and like your mom give you $20. I was like, oh, I'm rich.
Yeah, exactly.
I could go to Claire's and get a stupid thing and then go to Bath & Body Works and get another stupid thing.
No, totally. Like total like Scrooge McDuck vibes. Oh, just diving into like a pile of coins.
I was unstoppable with me and a $20 bill in the mall.
I'm like still unstoppable with the $20 bill.
But I remember in my school, like, people would hoard, well, I guess times are not so different now. They would hoard the scented little antibacterial hand gels from Bath & Body Works.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right?
And we love those.
Did they put them in, like, the little silicone thing?
Not yet.
Hung from a
bag?
Not yet.
Not yet. They were in, like, their little standalone bottles.
Huh.
But we love
I feel
those.
Like the hand stands weren't as big where I was.
I don't know
but
why.
It was definitely all about the lotions and like body sprays from Bath & Body Works specifically.
Yep.
Yeah.
The body splashes, the ones with like the little shimmer in them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that also felt like sand.
Yep.
Like that was not microfine pearl. Yeah. That was just
cucumber
glitter.
Melon.
Cucumber melon. Yes. Is this where we're starting? Are we
that
in
bitch.
It? Okay. Oh my God.
She's back.
She never left.
Yeah. Apparently not. I think she's had several makeovers, but that scent.
Scent wise or just brand wise?
No, I think branding, like bottle wise.
Yeah, they didn't touch that scent. Why would they?
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
I remember being like a cucumber. The scent of a cucumber. I was like so mesmerized by that.
It was more melon than cucumber, I think.
Oh, totally.
But like, I do feel like that was the scent that all the girls liked. And then all of the boys liked all like the Victoria's Secret body splashes.
Mm. For me, cucumber melon was huge, but I feel like where I grew up in the Midwest, I don't know that matters, but I just remember the big one being warm vanilla sugar.
Oh, that was also a huge one.
Oh,
that was a mainstay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I remember I would buy that from the mall with my poor father, his little gay son. When I was wearing warm vanilla sugar, you couldn't tell me shit. And I was wearing so much of it, I guarantee you, like, it wasn't even drying
down.
Oh,
no.
I'm sure I had, like, a little weird cast on my hands.
Yeah, like, no one wore a little bit. You
no.
doused the shit out
exactly,
of yourself.
Exactly. And, like, it's nothing like you needed to.
Until
that
you
stuff
were
is,
flammable.
Exactly. I'm sure it's, like, 30% perfume anyway.
Yeah.
Just covering ourselves in it.
That one was, I remember, like, we'd have our little carpool going to school every morning, and then, like, the one girl would get in doused in warm vanilla sugar, and then, like, someone's mom would just, like, roll the windows down.
Obsessed with that. God. It's so funny, because I, obviously, the name is warm vanilla sugar, it basically tells you like what it is. Yeah. It's like vanilla sugar, a little,
it's exactly
a
what
little
it is.
White floral, but there's like a sandalwood note in it. And there I is. Always thought it smelled like a little cardboardy after all was mm-hmm. said and done. And I guess like I never knew why. And now I do. It's made me wiser. Yeah. Do you remember that? I just remember the bottle and how powerful it made me feel. Yes.
That was a big one. Sweet pea.
Sweet pea, I was just going to say.
And the freesia one. There was a freesia one that was also pretty popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, like cucumber melon, warm vanilla sugar, sweet pea, and the freesia one were like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Like, yeah.
Oh, maybe sun-ripened raspberry. Mm-hmm. That was another.
Did that come a little later?
Maybe. I thought sweet pea came a bit later.
I went through this like really dark time when I was like 22. And I don't know how we got here, but I remember I was put onto a scent. I think it was called Forever Sunshine, and it was also by Bath and Body Works. Mm. And I liked it so much that I wrote about it for XO Jane, actually. But I think it was under the guise of discontinued scents because they pulled it. But I don't know. Some of those still hit.
They still hit. Well, now like I still enjoy the scent, but because it is so encapsulated mm-hmm. in a time for me that I'm like, nope, can't go back there.
People still have a 3-wick candle though.
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I can't. I love it, but I gotta let it go, mm-hmm. you know? Some things you just, it was great, mm-hmm. but I'm different now.
I don't know that I'm so different now.
I mean, okay, that depends. If The Gap did a resurgence of their body splashes.
It is so crazy to me that they have not. People are chomping at heaven? The bit for Gap Grass in heaven.
Grass was, okay, that was fucking weird. If you liked Gap Grass,
people
like.
People love Gap Grass.
They love people it, but I'm like, for Gap all right, grass. You're on some earthy shit.
I just like, everyone is constantly, you can't have a nostalgic fragrance conversation, believe me, I've had many of them, without them coming up.
It's
I remember that I was in Gap with my mom at the cash wrap, like getting God knows what for myself. And it was just like so fascinating to me. I was like, why do people, I'm sure I thought women, want to smell like grass. You know what I mean? But like, I think the closest to any resurgence of those were those Marc Jacobs scents that came back out in 2016 with the squatty square bottles that were sort of like peach and rain. And
yes,
I don't think they had a grass one, but those are similar.
Yeah, there's similar concepts. Heaven was my jam from The Gap. Yeah. And then like, I do remember like the girls, they got very bossy about like who could wear which scent on, because they're like, that's my Gap scent. You can't wear that.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, the drugstore scents. I remember like Jovan White Musk. Mm-hmm. That still sends me. I still love that. I mean, that's like from like before I think we were even alive, perhaps. I think so,
yeah. Doesn't Kara wear that?
I think so. Yeah. White Musk. That to me smelled like sophisticated older girls.
Okay.
And Baby Love. That little pink bottle was, it was like the starter perfume.
Baby Love. What a nightmare.
I know. It was like baby powder, like mm-hmm. sweet baby powder. It was like riding on this like alcohol, basically. Because there was always that tinge of alcohol scent because it's an eau de toilette.
Yeah.
Or maybe even less than an eau de toilette. Like it might have been like a body splash that just happened to be in like a nicer glass bottle.
Sure.
But yeah, we turned like 10. And they're like, now I can afford this drugstore perfume.
Yeah, all finally.
All my girlfriends just like spritz the shit out of themselves with Baby Love. And I was like, I'm still poor.
And remember when I feel like the first couple fragrances that were mine, I would just douse myself in. Mm. And I remember my mom being like, no, that's not how you do that. You got to pull back.
I was the opposite because I thought they were so precious mm-hmm. that I would just spritz a day.
Yeah.
Like it was like a special thing. And then I was like, I have to save it.
Oh no. I was absolutely like unscrewing the cap and just chugging it. Not much has changed in that respect. No, I'm as much as I love fragrance, I'm always afraid that I'm wearing too much. So like, I try not to. It's like 2 spritzes max for me. Wrists and chest.
I think you're not supposed to spray your clothes, but I spray my clothes.
Really?
Yeah. I spray my neck and then I spray under both my armpits.
Oh, okay.
Like as I'm wearing clothes.
If I am really familiar with the scent, I can tell if someone sprayed it on their skin or their clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it always smells staler to me.
It does. On their clothes. Yeah, like you don't get to the bottom notes on the clothes, I feel.
But then what if you get naked and you don't smell like anything anymore? Where's the fun in that?
I have been very celibate. I just mean
big picture. I don't mean like in the last week.
I'm like, I know it's a pandemic, but like, oh god. No one is smelling me.
That's fair. Okay.
But that is a good point, actually.
Have you, I'm only asking you this because I have been asked this recently. Have you been wearing fragrance during quarantine? Yeah, same.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I wear fragrance for me.
I can smell me.
Yeah.
I like the way I smell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm literally not doing anything else. Let me like take up this 7 seconds of my day by spraying myself with something.
I'm not wearing deodorant as much, though.
I am.
I'm getting very acquainted with my body odor. And like in the beginning of the pandemic, it was like crazy. I had like a teenage puberty body odor and it was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And then it's like, bitch, you're stressed. And I was like, oh, listening to my body.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
This is stress sweat. And so I was like, cool. And then it leveled out. It leveled out after like
maybe a month. That happened to me too, actually. But I never stopped wearing anything. I did switch though, and things got real weird.
Switch deodorant?
Switch deodorants. So I only wear unscented because I am obsessed with whatever fragrance I'm wearing. Right. I don't want my fucking like degree to, you know, compete. Oh, also, my whole like gig is cruelty-free. And let me tell you something. Cruelty-free deodorants are like not easy to find. Well, they are, but like ones that are effective are not. But I had one that I really liked and worked. And I switched to another one that worked better. But in switching, things got weird for like a week. I was like... I'm not a very sweaty or smelly girl, but I was.
I think that happens.
I think so too, but I think it's when you switch from one that's not cruelty free and not like quote unquote natural or whatever, and like that uses aluminum, and one without. Yeah. I think that's when the purging happens and you do smell real funky for a week.
I think so.
But that's not what happened. I don't know, whatever. I'm clearly very bothered by this.
I've always been allergic to the aluminum zinc in deodorants and antiperspirants. And I learned that when you're like 12 and. Yeah. They're like, you're starting to smell because you're going through puberty. So like, here, have some deodorant. And I would get these like painful cysts under my armpits.
Oh my God.
So I basically was like a really smelly puberty kid who couldn't wear deodorant because at the time natural deodorant was not a thing.
Yeah.
No one made it. Like Tom's of Maine was the first one that made it. And it was better than nothing. Let's just put it that way.
Was it?
In my little like desperate 13-year-old mind, it
was. That's fair.
But I was basically just dousing myself with body splash at the time because I was like, this is all I can do.
Yeah.
And then like I would hoard those little alcoholic wound wipes, those individually wrapped alcohol pads when like you're like trying to disinfect a wound.
Or like you're about to get a shot?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I would nip out to the bathroom and just swab my armpits because I read that it's bacteria that causes the odor.
That gonna make your skin super sensitive too and like not...
Not as much as the deodorant.
Really?
Yeah.
My skin has gotten very sensitive in my later years. I will not really feel it, but then I'll hop out of the shower and like starting from my underarms to my chest will be like super inflamed, and it's like I feel like this shouldn't be happening. It doesn't happen anymore because now that I've switched to
water. Too hot? It's
probably, also no, it's definitely whatever is happening is activated by the water, but it's from the product. But
oh my god
I see, like, hate talking about deodorant. Oh my god, it's like the one thing I like never ever want to talk about it or think about it or write about it. Yeah, oh my god, no, I'm not one of those people.
I just wrote a thing on Allure about how I smell bad.
That's also never something I want to write.
At the time I was like, who cares? And I was like, why did I do that?
I'm like a pretty secure person, but I just like, that's like one part of the body that I don't even want to
I think because I was so insecure about having BO.
Okay.
Because I had horrible BO because like all kids do when they're going through puberty.
Sure.
So now I'm just like, whatever. It happens. It's body odor. Get over it.
Oh, I'm like the for sure polar opposite. I'm like, it does not exist. We don't have to talk about it. Like, God.
I like a little, like on other people, like when other people have like a little body odor, like I'm into it. Like I'm a little musk.
Not that person either.
No.
I'm like, please get away from me.
Well, there's a limit. Though.
There's a limit. Yeah,
sometimes it's fine. like, whoa, dude, like this is not okay. Like I remember taking a plane ride from Paris to New York and it was a full flight and I was like in the window seat back row and like this man just sat next to me and like my dude he had stink lines coming off of him and he was the friendliest man too. He was so nice. He was like, hi, how are you? Oh wow, I'm so excited to go to New York. And I was like, my dude, please put your arms down.
Right.
And you know what, after a while, like all smells, you just stop noticing them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It was like an 8-hour flight. At first, I was like, good Lord, it's in the mouth.
Oh, God, that is the absolute worst.
I was like, this is, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
It was literally full flight, so I couldn't switch my seat. So I was like, well, just gotta, this is gonna be what it's like.
Yep. This is what
happens. The next 8 hours.
This is how I die.
Yeah. And then it just kind of like voids out because your nose just gets used to it. So I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a limit. That's a limit of body odor. But a little bit, I was like, oh, this is your natural scent. And to me, that's interesting because everyone's... It's a little different. Like, it's kind of the same, but it's, like, a little different with everyone because it mixes with, like, the detergent and the products. Yeah.
I know that this is a perfectly natural and healthy thing to think. I'm just not aligned to that. And
that's fine.
More power to all of you. I wish you the best. You and I, now that we've gone so far down this road, we both really like the new, now that this is a deodorant podcast, yes. Now that we both really like the new Kosas.
Yeah, I love it.
It is so good.
I was so impressed with how well it just like, I have both the scented and the unscented one. Mm-hmm. And to me, the scented one doesn't even have a scent. It's just neutral.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is fine, but I was just impressed with how, like, because even, like, unscented deodorants sometimes, when they go a little off, or if they don't really work as well, like, they kind of warp your scent, and then you smell kind of
yeah,
weird.
Like a chemical
there's
version
like a
of
tangy,
yourself.
Yeah, yes. There's, like, a tang to it, but this doesn't do that.
No. Okay, so in the turn of the year, I was wearing something that worked, but I like, hated the texture, and it was like, a little expensive for how short of a lifespan it had.
Yeah.
And I started using Myra, which I really, really liked, and I was like, yay, problem solved. And then Kosas happened, and I was just like, this is so good. It's super gentle. There's no residue. It lasts, you know, like when you like put on a deodorant and whatever, and then like the next day, like you wake up, and then like you're having sex, and you're like, oh my God, like I think I smell. This doesn't happen. This is truly like, on me, it's a 24-hour moment. And I think it's
like
fantastic.
That's not where I'm concerned about smelling when I'm having sex.
Okay, word. I mean.
But I totally know what you mean. Yeah.
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 It just, I guess, all that to say, it lasts. And this is from a makeup company.
Like, yeah.
That's just so wild.
Well, what I didn't know is that because it has like AHAs.
Yeah. What are AHAs for those at home?
Alpha hydroxy acids. They are chemical exfoliants. Mm-hmm.
That's what's like in a toner.
Yeah. And I guess it works because it just makes your armpits too acidic for bacteria to live on, which is like, duh, genius. Uh-huh. Way to go, science. And then part of me is like, wait, is this good that I'm putting chemical exfoliants like on this patch of skin every day? Is that bad?
Oh, I literally do not care.
Okay.
If it works, it works. If that's okay. All I care about.
I was like waiting for the reviews to come in of people being like, I have rashes or something.
This
but
is
so
fully
far,
cancerous.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a quote unquote, and you know how I feel about this, but like a clean product. So mm-hmm. like, we should be good to go. But that's also all bullshit anyway.
That's fine.
So.
I have literally 8 deodorants in rotation are just like things that I've sampled. And like, I also like the Myra ones. Mm-hmm. I love the components. And
same.
I love the scents too. It's just that because they're the white sticks, they get on my clothes.
Wait, but aren't they clear?
No.
Mine is clear.
What?
And they've always been clear. It's like a really dense gel stick.
I mean,
but then it foams up, like we said.
Yes,
disgusting.
That's what it. That's
absolutely
what
not.
Happens.
Nope.
When I start to sweat, it turns into a lather.
Well, yeah.
And then that leaves weird marks on my clothes.
So like, we've been quarantined, and I don't wear a shirt when I'm working at home, or pants. But in, like, I will notice that, and I was like, oh, what is happening here? And I'm alone. I don't care. Like, no one's around to see it. But still, I just like knowing it's there. Can
it's
we please talk
weird.
About something else? I'm so
okay. Okay. All right. This was supposed to be a nostalgic sense.
I know.
God,
I'm feeling
really
very nostalgic at this point.
We really went off the rails here. That's your deodorants.
God.
Okay. Other nostalgic sense for me. Ooh, Escada.
Mm.
All of the Escada scents. I feel like they would release a new one every summer.
I feel like Escada was having a moment.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I actually remember I first discovered them when Sephora first opened in the mall where I grew up. It was Roosevelt Field Mall. That was the closest one to where I lived. And Sephora was like a playground. So I would just like smell everything. And the Escada bottles caught my eye. They all look like flamingos. And they all had these like tropical names.
Okay.
Usually like with a word like summer or something. I'm pretty sure all of the additions smelled pretty similar to one another.
Of course.
But they just all smelled like this, like, sweet tropical juice.
I love that.
In my 15-year-old brain, I was like, this is the most sophisticated scent a woman can wear.
I love anything that's a fruity for the sake of being fruity.
It was very fruity, but in that, like, designer perfumey kind of way, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the shit. And Tommy Girl and Ralph Lauren Blue.
Yup.
All of, like, the rich girls in my school wore that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And Clinique Happy.
Yes, yep. Clinique Happy. Mm. Clinique Happy gives me a headache, though. I don't know what it is about it. I like the scent, but then it gets in my nose and then just attacks my brain. What did you do, Clinique?
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. That's also another one that just became so ubiquitous that
Yeah. They gave it away with all those free purchases.
I think
that's how they got it to everyone.
Totally. That's more of my memory and experience with the scent. Not even the scent itself, just how it always came with a duffel bag and like a blush duo. And like, I mean, I wasn't buying makeup when I was 8 years old, but even I remember that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
So many of my peers had the Clinique three-step skincare routine.
Okay.
Like their soap and toner and moisturizer, the dramatically different moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
It was not that different, but whatever. And then I think probably when they would buy that or re-up it, you get like the free gift of purchase. And
right.
And everyone smelled like happy.
They just gave you a trunk of shit every time they bought a product. Yeah, that's right.
Do department stores still do that?
I think so.
Probably.
I think so.
I haven't shopped at a department store like in ages.
I know.
Wow. Are you okay, department store? They're not. They're not. They're okay. Not. They're going wrong. Bankrupt. No. Ugh.
Ulta loves a GWP, a gift with purchase.
Maybe I would buy more beauty products if I was like more keen on the gift with purchase.
It depends.
Yeah, you're right. It depends. That's how you end up with like a lot of shit you just.
Although it's like the never the one you want either.
Mm.
It's like I want that see through patent leather bag, but what I got were these flip flops. Fucking Rob.
The flip flops. Oh man.
One scent that always is going to be nostalgic for me, and I think many other people. And it's not a fine fragrance, but it was the scent of American Crew pomade.
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I feel like men's hair products are so scented.
So scented. Yes. This was in a translucent brown bottle. And the pomade itself was ghastly green, had a green cast to it.
Okay.
And it just smelled like, I don't know. I mean.
Smelled like men.
It smelled like a foggy locker room and like a car air freshener and wet tile and tea tree. I don't know, but it was, and it's not a bad scent. I know a lot of people who really, really love it, but the pomade is so nasty. It's all violent. But that scent, if I smelled it today, I would feel like I was like 11 years old again, which I would prefer to never happen.
Yeah, I forget how much hair products were scented back then. I guess they still are.
Yeah.
I feel like hair products now, when they're scented, at least for the ones that are marketed for women, it's generally always the same scent. It's like a fruity floral.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it always it reads very like young and vibrant.
Okay.
And kind of like, when I think of like all like the Marc Jacobs Daisy perfumes, like that's kind of what it smells like.
Totally.
To me.
Yeah. Like an innocuous white flower.
It's a very girly girl.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. Innocuous white flower for sure. But I'm always like, why did we want to smell like that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to smell like something else.
Yeah, like who decided
give us options.
On this?
Yeah, like who decided on this one universal hair scent?
You know, speaking of options for scents for hair specifically, weirdly, Way has a bunch of, their stuff is like, they focus on scent and scent across their products.
Yeah.
And also, they have bottled their hair scents as fine fragrances. And also, as of this week, not when this podcast drops, but when we're recording it, they just dropped their collaboration with Byredo,
yes.
Which I think is really interesting.
It's interesting because Byredo already does hair scents. Like they
oh my
have,
God, you're right.
They have hair perfumes. Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, what's the deal? I don't know.
I think it's cool.
It's a great idea. I don't know what the price point is, but like maybe Way is like a little bit more accessible. So that's cool.
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
I remember I was in college and one of my two like best girlfriends would wear Chanel. This, I guess, is another nostalgic moment for me, but she would wear Chanel Chance, which, like, to this day, I love. I think it's, like, a beautiful
scent.
I had
a bottle of Chanel Chance.
I love it. I think it's super elegant in the bottle.
Yes.
It's pink. And I love the scent itself. But I was watching her get ready one time, because we'd always, like, get ready together, just getting wasted. And she put it on her, like, she sprayed Chanel Chance on her, whatever, like, wrists and neck, like, décolleté. But then she, like, put it over her head and kind of sprayed it down under her hair. And I was like, Mo, like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, if a boy is taller than you and he hugs you with one arm with that boy hug that all boys do and
that
like,
is some
puts his head down under your head, he's going to smell it. And I was like, mind
that's
blown.
So devious.
Cut to me being 3 feet tall now like soaking my head in fragrance. I never did that. But
God.
I was like, oh, shit.
Boys did not like me when I was teenager.
Oh, also, as if boys give a shit about how you smell or noticed. Are you kidding me?
They kind of do, though.
God.
They kind of do.
I disagree. Sable.
I had, okay.
I can say this, I'm a boy.
Going back to Victoria's Secret body splashes,
yeah.
That is the one scent that boys would respond to when I wore it.
Really?
And there was, God, what was it called? It wasn't part of their regular line. It was like their, like, intimates line where,
They have a lot of flankers.
I know.
Or
they
a lot
have
of
a
like
lot.
Diffusion brands.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, like a plastic spray bottle. It wasn't like a glass bottle.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything fancy.
Yeah.
But it just smelled like powder.
Hmm.
Like straight up like perfume powder. Yeah. It actually smelled a ton like, do you remember Benefit's perfume? It was called like Maybe Baby or something. Benefit had a scent.
No, fuck Benefit.
Whoa. I really don't like Benefit. They had a scent, perhaps their first scent for sure, but like basically
the brow people?
The brow people, yes. They've been around for ages, dude.
I'm so bothered by that.
Yeah. But it smelled like that. Okay. And it just, to me, smelled like elegant ladies. And apparently Victoria's Secret was like, let's bottle this sexy, elegant lady scent.
Totally.
And all the teenage boys were like, ugh, what does that smell? It smells so good.
I love your teenage boy impression every time you do it.
I had a boyfriend like my last year of college. High school. My last 2 years of high school. And he had called it, quote unquote, that stuff that smells good. In typical boy.
That tracks.
Boy moniker. Is like, yeah. You know, that stuff that smells good. I was like, okay, it's called body spray.
You moron.
Yeah.
I remember where I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. And I think also, there was a Victoria's Secret. But then the Victoria's Secret opened like its own beauty store.
Yes. Right next to it. It was from that. It was from the Victoria's Secret beauty store.
That's so crazy. Just like that much product.
I know.
And like brick and mortar space.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, hi, I work in beauty, but still crazy.
Yeah.
But also Victoria's Secret scents are iconic.
They are. I mean, I don't fuck with them, no. But like I respect it.
Yeah.
And if it makes you feel good, wear it.
Justice for Love Spell.
Yeah.
How are we this far in?
I know.
Oh God.
We've been talking about nostalgia for a long time.
It was that deodorant conversation.
It was the fucking deodorant.
Is that our third episode? We just cut it? No.
No. We're still on number two.
Okay.
I don't know. As you were saying.
One fragrance that is super nostalgic for me, to me, like maybe in not a good way, is Curve for Men.
Ooh.
Because I never wore it. I was too smart for that. But the first I don't know, like my first like boyfriend ? And like high school ? Would wear it. And I just remember it's just like, I don't even remember. I remember the way it smelled, but I remember the way I felt when I smelled it and just like wanting like
every. It's like hot boy smell.
Or like, yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
That was in my high school. Curve, Davidoff Cool Water.
Yep.
Giorgio Armani.
Fucking light blue. No, that's Dolce & Gabbana.
No, no, no. That's Dolce, but that's also another hot boy smell. Fuck it. What is it? Giorgio Armani Acqua di Gio.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that. Yes.
And Liz Claire Born for Men, oddly enough. Those are the hot boy smells.
It's like the fuck boy smells.
Yeah.
I mean.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, the fuck boys of the early aughts before they were fuck boys.
Oh,
but...
my God. No, they were fuck boys back then, too.
Yeah, they were.
Once. You were born a fuck boy.
I did love the Liz Claire Born Bora Bora scent for women.
Okay, like, I don't know that one.
Again, I fucking love powdery shit when I was a teen.
Yeah.
It just smelled like elegant powdery designer perfume. Yeah,
totally.
And, oh, yes. And like white florals, like tons of white florals, like
sure.
The Manoi flower, because obviously it's like Bora Bora. Right. So that's their whole shtick.
But I just like remember how like it just made me want everything as fast as I could, knowing I was going to regret it and knowing it was bad for me. Remember how it looked like that like chartreuse color?
Yep.
Like it just like... You know, like when you take a vitamin B and then you take a piss and it's like, sorry, like radioactive. I'm so sorry. That's like all I can think of. And I looked actually at the notes and the build of the scent last night. And it's just like everything thrown at a wall.
Really?
And like the one scent on top that they hero out is pineapple, which I love. Part of me is like, maybe I should go back and smell this. And it's like, no, absolutely not. I don't like nostalgia that much. Like, let's not get it twisted.
That's dangerous. When you smell that, then you're like, ooh, that's going to remind me of a lot of weird ways I felt probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never need to go back there. I'm good. You know?
Oof. There's just so many nostalgic scents that, like, it was a lot.
This
will be returned to.
We're going to wrap it up here, but this will be a part two, part three, part four, I'm sure.
Absolutely. If you made it all the way here, God bless you.
And thank you. And I'm so sorry.
Thank you. We're sorry.
But follow us on Instagram at smileylater.mp3.
Uh-huh.
Follow me at Tynanbuck.
And follow me at Sabletooth Tigra.
And I guess you're supposed to say, like, leave a review and, like, five stars. Yeah. Give us 5 stars, please. But I also, like, low-key don't know how to give anyone 5 stars on, like, Apple Podcasts.
I never give a podcast review, so...
I don't think we can tell them that. But let's, like, make a change today and let's all give all of our favorite podcasts 5 stars.
Yeah.
Starting with Smiley Later.
5 stars, please. Love you. Smiley Later.